You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Great privilege and honor that Rosh Hashanah is informing us that we observe. It says, Atem Re'itev, that what I did to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, and to Egyptian. And I carried you on the wing of eagle. So now, this eagle subject is an interesting point, that why Rosh Hashanah, first of all, picked the eagle, and what is this eagle all about? What exactly happened? Because that's what exactly to be pinpoint that the Rosh Hashanah says, you saw that what I did, and I carried you on a Kanfei Sharim. So what's this special about eagle?
Sacrifice his life for his children.
Eagle, other animals, they don't?
No.
No? Only eagle?
Only?
Only? No?
They have good eyes.
Like the lion, he lets you to take the babies?
No.
No, it doesn't?
No, but if his life comes first, it doesn't protect the children.
No? It doesn't?
It protects itself. It protects the children from the arrows.
What does he do?
He puts it on his back and he flies.
Ah, so the other birds, they carry him with their hands. Why? Because they're scared of the eagle. But the eagle carries the babies and his wings, right? Why? Because he's worried about the arrows of the hunter. So Ibn Shalom says that I carried you on the wing of eagle. That means Ibn Shalom prefers that Chas v'Shalom, kevyachol, no comparison, that Hashem rathers that the wings will hit him rather than the arrows will hit him rather will hit us. You knew about this? Or you didn't know? So that means you didn't know? So that means the pain you feel, already he hit Hashem. Yeah, that's what it means? Oh, that's... Really? You knew about this? That means the pain you feel, it's already hit Hashem. The Hashem is in pain already because you've been carried on the wing of... You won't show down. Wow. Such an uplifting feeling, no? Wow. And Hassan ben Uziel, Zatzal brings that the wing of eagle actually teaches us at the time of the redemption, the Rosh Hashanah took us to Yerushalayim. That means the first sacrifice of Pesach was taking place in Yerushalayim. So Hashem carried us to Yerushalayim at the location of Beit HaMikdash and brought Korban Pesach. And then it took us back. So obviously the question that you have, the question, yeah.
He took us there, why did he leave us there?
And beautiful, you know, if he took us there already, so we could have saved 40 years of wandering in the desert, no?
Yeah.
You follow? So we're there already, so then it's done. You can stay there. No?
Yes.
So why he has to take us back? Beautiful. Bah, bah, bah. Chazak baruch. Chazak baruch. Very nice. What is it called? Free lunch? Yeah? Is that what it's called?
There's nothing wrong with free lunch.
So we see there's no such a thing in Jewish concept. So that means you have to work for whatever that you're supposed to attain. It's not like that it just... Given to you as a gift. You have to work for it. So So Hashem took us out, took us to Yerushalayim. We brought the Korban Pesach, and then He had to bring us back to be able to accomplish whatever that needs to be accomplished to arrive to Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. That's another beautiful point that you should never forget. And also, there's another beautiful concept here is that we see for Ribono Shel Olam to transfer your mind to anywhere that you like to travel, the potential is given. So that means you don't need to buy a ticket or get on the airplane. You can take you on the wing of eagle. So that's another thing, you know, you can save a lot of money to buy a ticket. And the other beautiful point here is, as you know, the Nesher is called Nesher. But why is called Nesher? What Adam HaRishon was thinking when he gave the name to eagle that be called Nesher? No, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon gave eagle the name of Nesher. What is Nosher means? Noshrim?
Falling.
Falling. Very nice. So now, here is a very beautiful process with eagle. Eagle is named Nesher because the feather keeps falling off. You've been to zoo lately?
Yes,
sir. Yes? They didn't explain to you? The tour guide didn't explain to you? No?
No?
Nesher is called Nesher because the feather keeps falling down and it becomes exactly bald. But right away it grows its back. So Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us right after we came out of Mitzrayim, I carried you on the wing of Nesher. Why? Because in life there are many feathers that keeps falling. But you have to be like a nation to grow it back right away. And don't forget, this goes wrong, that goes wrong, this says this, this says that. All this feather keeps falling off. But the Yehudi should understand, has to be expert in growing feathers back right away. Because it doesn't look good if you are... Exactly. You have to grow your feathers back. And you look nice, appropriate, and happy, and smiling. Shem Zach in the Shem should be expert in growing back our feathers.
And say you should.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.